Attention is brought to mind thunder sheer constant gentle pressure for a calm or pet. Your dog suffers from fear of thunder, fireworks, separation, or any other anxieties. Thunder shirt may be the answer. Available at these and other retailers.
Delaware has received 306 votes. Donald J. Trump of the state of Florida has received 232 votes.
The rioters came very close to capturing the vice president, and I think there's very good evidence they turned down for perhaps their appeal.
Thursday, June 16th, 9 a.m. here in London, 4 a.m. in Washington, where in the coming hours, the third January 6th hearing will resume in the Capitol. Today's hearing is expected to focus on the White House's pressure campaign on then Vice President Mike Pence to block certification of the 2020 election. Lawmakers will argue Trump's comments about Pence directly contributed to the deadly insurrection and put Pence's life in danger.
I will tell you right now, I'm not hearing good stories.
I hope that our great vice president comes through for us. He's a great guy. Of course, if he doesn't come through, I won't like him quite as much.
While numerous White House advisors and lawyers told Trump that the vice president did not have the constitutional authority to stop the election certification, Thursday's hearing is also expected to include new details about Pence's whereabouts on the day of the insurrection. ABC News obtained this image of Pence and his family in hiding as an angry mob hunted for him. The mob shouted for Nick Sullivan. Staff spoke with CNN to Pulitzer about the growing concerns for his safety in the days leading up to the insurrection.
Just want to be specific, you were concerned about the Vice President's security because of what the President was saying.
Because it was about the much more public occasion. I knew that the President was able to express that in a more public manner. That, again, I'm not sure the consequences of that were thought through by people around the President.
I don't think everybody wanted to hang my pants. I don't think everybody wanted to break into the Capitol. But some people did. And it sounds like they did because they were lied to about the election.
The man is seen apparently photographing congressional stairways, security checkpoints, as you can see there, hallways too. According to the committee, that same man returned the next day and reported himself and others marching to the Capitol. At one point, he can be heard issuing ominous threats to Democratic leaders in Congress.
There's no escape.
We keep playing the same clip. I get it, man. This guy hated those four or five people. I get it. Jesus Christ. Strangely, you know, Donald Trump has a huge following with uneducated voters. I think that they are also low-information voters and single-purpose voters, independent voters, people that just watch Fox News or Newsmax. So when that happens, when you get all of the truth from one source, sometimes you get lies, fabrications, exaggerations. I think it's real important to get news from several different sources. And you can call them all liars if you want in the end. But just to know what everybody's saying and thinking instead of just one group or one person is going to serve you a lot better. This guy is like the, I don't know, man. These people were not real smart, a lot of them. Especially this guy. Maybe he's thinking a mask over his face was like hiding his identity. The mask isn't even over his nose, it's just over his mouth. Which is kind of like the protest way of wearing the mask. And you know, this moron didn't have to stand there and do still pictures everywhere. He could have just done a video and been a lot more casual about it. And then he could have just gotten screenshots, stills from the video. And he would have looked a hell of a lot more chill than like lining up, making people wait, taking pictures. Because he's probably not the only one that was scoping the place out. But the strange thing is they said that that man didn't even go inside on the day of the event. I don't know how they know that for sure, but they showed him outside on the day of the event, and he might not have went inside. It might have been for somebody else. He may have given the video to somebody else. He may have just told somebody what he saw, or the pictures, rather. I'm kind of sick of hearing about this lady, the Supreme Court Justice wife. I don't really care what she says or thinks or does until she breaks the law. You know what I mean? Sometimes people in this country want to hold like a relative of a government employee to a very high standard, and they're just a regular person. Is the woman, she's Clarence Thomas's wife, and I guess she's an activist, a Trumper and all that, but she's fine, that's her right. And she bought into the big lie, just like millions of other people. I guess it's sort of maybe a hint or an implication that the Supreme Court was going to take his side and agree at some point if they were to get the case. You know, it just doesn't make sense, you know? The Supreme Court doesn't decide on stuff like this unless the case goes to them, because it originated in a lower court and went through appeals and was selected by them. So it's, I'm unaware of any process in the government that just throws it to the Supreme Court and lets them decide the election. That's not how it goes. And in this case, 5 or 6 states would have had to have changed their votes and their winner before we could even think about something like that happening. So a lot of the stuff in the news is a little bit hysterical and just designed to kind of get under people's skin or inform people a tiny bit. But if you really think about it and extrapolate it and analyze it, it doesn't go anywhere. There's nothing to it. You know, I'm unaware of any laws in this city, or I mean in this country, that hold spouses and relatives of government employees to a higher standard. I don't think they exist. So, I think that they're trying to defame her in the court of public opinion. I'm sure if you look hard enough, you can find Republican and Democrat spouses that have serious issues that don't exactly affect the politician or the country and are not actionable. Nancy Pelosi's husband just got a DUI. You know, that didn't really affect the country. He's not held to a higher standard. Some people's teeth are too white.
Is, you know, where the markets, whether investors are convinced that this is enough, are markets cheering this morning soon enough?
You know, some people's teeth just glow white. It's almost like they had white teeth to begin with, and they bleached their teeth, and now their teeth are just like android white or whatever.
The picture is pretty mixed on mainland China stocks, just slightly down, stocks falling in Europe as well as in Hong Kong. Hong Kong actually also hikes their interest rates, falling in
I'm going to study this interest rate hike later and see how it changed things and what it's going to affect.
Now, to Anna's point, the whole point of this rate hike is to cool the economy, to reduce demand for goods and services so that will help bring prices down. But while markets are happy that this means the Fed is taking inflation seriously, there are, of course, concerns that this could potentially take.
If you have a mortgage, I don't think it means it automatically changes your interest rate for your mortgage. You locked in. It might change it if you want to refinance or for new mortgages. It might affect buying a car. You might pay a little more interest. But there's ways to get around it. Legal ways to get around it. Part of the problem sometimes is, though, that people, rich people and big corporations that are affected, pass along the cost to everyday people, but to the middle class. For instance, if a big corporation has to pay more for rent, or more for goods, or whatever, then sometimes they'll just raise the prices on consumer goods to make up for it. So while this might not affect somebody who's renting a home and owns a car, it could affect them indirectly. I got to do a conversation with people about this. There's some real belligerent, crazy, murderous, violence-loving Ukrainian people, Ukrainian users on Twitter that want the U.S. to kill Russians for them and give them weapons and war. And they sound like psychopaths. And I engaged with probably a half dozen of them yesterday. Which is fun, and it's fine, and I like it. Except for when they call me names. I shut them down when that happens. I have more dignity than to... It's like getting beaten up in a relationship, you know. I'm calling the cops. I'm not sticking around and accepting that. So I'll mute them. It's over if they start making personal attacks.
A show of force, absolutely, from Europe, but it's also a time to mend defenses. President Zelensky has been critical, particularly of French President Emmanuel Macron and German Chancellor.
Sure, look at older.
From Russia, that promising to phase those out by the end of the year. President Zelensky has been.
He got elected. He looked like he's about 25 years old.
The Scholz government on that, saying that essentially that amounts to funding Russia's invasion here in Ukraine. So there's been a testy exchange there.
And those religious buildings in Kiev are so ugly. What these people use as a backdrop. Salma Abdelaziz and company, Matthew Chance, whoever. It's like they want it to be a historic thing, and these people, you know, young people, when they grow up, they can look back and see their reporting from this crazy building in this crazy time. I just think it's ugly as sin. Support this war at all. And I was telling the Ukrainians that they should leave. You know, what are your options? You want to stay there in a war zone? You might die. You might not get services. You might not get food. You might get captured. You might get wounded. You know, there's all these neighboring countries are welcoming refugees. This is the time. I think the first people that left, too, were the people that were just sick of Ukraine and wanted to get out, and sick of Zelensky, and suddenly they had a way to do it that wouldn't cost them an arm and a leg. You go to Poland and live, or Moldova, or Hungary. Over 7.5 million people have fled from Ukraine so far. And almost 40,000 people leave every single day. And I tried to crunch the numbers to see how much money that was, to how much of a loss, you know, with the taxes that they would have paid to the government, with a job, so on and so forth. And I wouldn't be surprised if Ukraine loses $1 billion a year every day that that many refugees flee. So sure, the U.S. has given them $1 billion, which is insanity. But that's about one day's worth of money.
Alex did not go there as a representative of the U.S. military. He went there as a civilian military training. He went there on...
That's what one day's worth of refugees would have paid in taxes, I think, after a year of working in Ukraine.
Records that have extended as much as almost 150 years.
Record. or tied record temperatures all throughout the South. Georgia, Alabama, Florida. South Carolina.
Inflation.
A lot of musicians are making music again, and it's great to see it. New songs are coming out this month. I've heard new songs by a bunch of bands that I like. I heard a new one from Young the Giant yesterday. It was really cool. Switchfoot the day before. Jack White last week. And several others. There's an Alice in Chains song called Check My Brain, and they use semitones, and it's pretty cool, because most people play the notes on the guitar where they lie on the fretboard, but semitones actually go in between the notes. Right there. So I dropped this into D, so it's D, D sharp, E. So it's right between those two. I think it's in between E and F. Montgomery, Alabama, Atlanta, Georgia, Greenville, South Carolina, Naples, Florida, Knoxville, Tennessee. Hot, hot, hot. I was looking at the weather in Florida the other day, and the high was almost the same temperature as the low. Made me start thinking about hurricane season. The high was like 86. I was looking at the week temperatures. And the low was like 81, 82. Thinking, oh my god, it's never gets cool there. It's a little bit like Hawaii. You know, there's no other place in the country that has such a south latitude as Hawaii or South Florida. And it's just, it's muggy. It stays warmer. It's more humid. They haven't been talking about hurricanes yet, but they will. Even in Atlanta, you know, 77 is the low, and 90 is the high. Yikes.
Forcing it to suspend production of its Elcare specialty baby formula. Abbott say the shutdown could last a few weeks, but the company is assuring months as well as dads they have more than enough stock left to meet demand. This comes less than 2 weeks after the plant.
So the hotter it is, the more energy they have to use to keep their houses and businesses cool. And it's like it's a cycle, like a circuit. So using your air conditioner makes it warmer outside.
Officials had closed all five of the park's entrances on Monday due to damage from major flooding. This video was taken near the park's entrance. You can see there heavy rain and melting snow have washed out roads and damaged bridges right across the area. Nick Watt has a story for you.
This is out of control in Yellowstone. I was thinking about going to Yellowstone last year, but it's nearly impossible if you don't want to drive there. There's not an airport that's real close. There's not a bike store that's real close. Unless you're talking about some little tiny, you know, prop plane airport or something.
This is climate change, an unusually late heavy snowfall, then unusually high temperatures melting that.
I didn't even want to rent a car when I came to North Carolina. I took buses and bought a bike.
Of the American West, more than 2 million acres and thousands
of miles. Because I was living in Hawaii and taking care of the place and not feeding it.
Birds. As much as 3 months worth of water barreled down this valley.
This is the effect of
days breaking records.
Changing climate.
Over 100 years ago, overwhelming infrastructure built for what was normal last century, not for the extreme.
It's kind of odd how CNN talks about a climate crisis and Fox News won't use that word crisis, but they use crisis for like half a dozen other things.
Likely will not open again.
I'm waiting for the day that they use the word climate crisis as their words.
There's nobody here.
They may never. They say we have an immigration crisis. Oh, what else? They just throw that word around. That's pollution crisis.
There should be more than 10,000 people in the park on a summer's day today. Just a few hikers left in the backcountry. And all this might not be over. There's still 12 inches of snow pack up there, and high temperatures forecast. For the weekend, more snow might melt, and the Yellowstone River might rise again. That last year in...
I mean, it's just a no-brainer, and the younger generation knows it. The old generation is the one that's been doing it the disgusting way for a long, long time. Just like in Hawaii, you know, they're not used to doing it this way. The You're not used to destroying everything. Are you sure there's people that remember it when it was cleaner? From Hawaii, they import every fossil fuel they have. There are no fossil fuels. And they're going to get right off them, too, in 2045. At least the coal. Which is a great idea. And after they get a totally clean power grid, I bet they're going to switch pretty fast to electric cars. Because instead of buying costly, disgusting gasoline, you're going to be able to just plug it in and use renewable energy. It's going to be a win-win. But some of, like, Honolulu is going to take a while to get all those disgusting gas-burning vehicles out of there. There are a lot of them. Somewhere like Molokai, it'll be real easy. Biggest city in Molokai has 7,000 people in it. If you want to rent a car in Molokai, you can look on Craigslist and find somebody that leaves their car at the little airport there and will rent their car to you. I don't recall any rental car companies there. And when I went there, I've been there twice, I didn't rent a car. One time I brought a bicycle with me, and one time I rented a bicycle. Talk about the Russia-Ukraine conflict reminds me of all the talk about climate change. They really, really don't care that much, and they just want to manage it. They want to let it happen and just try to mitigate. Nobody wants to put their foot down and stop it. There's no great leaders, no heroes. Nobody's enviable. Nobody's right. There's no urgency. It's funny, and most of these people are probably told by their church that they're supposed to live in the imminency of Jesus Christ's return, and they can't even hurry up and stop a war or hurry up and stop the extinction of humankind.
this is what this is all about. Weapons, supplies, shipments. That was a big focus of the Ukraine contact yesterday. NATO Defense Ministerial ships. People look at...
And consumers are just sheep. Consumers aren't trying to be revolutionary. The vast majority of them just fall in line and buy whatever is cheap that their government allows them to buy. Some people have no choice. They're poor. They live month to month. They have to buy the cheapest, most disgusting alternatives. But some people aren't. Some people are rich and just buy disgusting stuff anyway. They have investments in fossil fuels. They have a gas-burning vehicle, a coal-burning house. They eat conventional disease-causing food that harms the environment and their body. And they don't care. They just want to be like everybody else.
A summit that Stoltenberg, I believe, said about an hour or so ago will be transformative. We, of course, shall see that. Oren Lieberman for us in Brussels. Great to see you, Oren.
The internet has launched a new accountability.
Energy exports to fill its war chest.
And things are slowly changing and will eventually change. I think people thought they would get away with whatever in the hell they wanted to do, and now there's a lot more accountability.
Where the biggest buyer is Germany. And as Jake Tapper reports, Berlin is now facing accusations that it's not more people.
At some point, hopefully the majority will feel a responsibility to future generations. At least, with a bare minimum.
And not enough action. This week, President Volodymyr Zelensky issued a rare public rebuke of German Chancellor Olaf Scholz.
Hey, well, what do you think affects the world more? The climate change or the war in Ukraine? And look at what they're doing. Look at the time they spent on the climate crisis and the war in Ukraine. And they have their own special graphic for the Ukraine war with Russia that they've been using. They spend minutes and minutes and hours on it. And Yellowstone Park has record flooding. The house just washes away. Roads wash out.
German Chancellor Scholz's deeds. As one German political commentator recently wrote, quote, the Chancellor, despite his strong talk at the beginning of the war, has chosen effectively to do nothing. His indecisiveness is more than...
I think some people are starting to see there's going to be a real, real big divide if they do nothing and if they care not at all.
And violence. So, critics argue, as Russians stomp violently across Ukraine...
And there already is. But I learned that there's... When I was houseless, I forgot what Americans acted like they cared about. Because it didn't look like they cared about anything. And I imagine every society has a handful of things that it's real important that everybody thinks that I care about.
Say, helps fund Russian war efforts. And while Germany reacted quickly, vowing to send...
And what all you ever see is people polluting to go buy disgusting food day in, day out, and looking like hell. It kind of wears on you, and you literally forget the games that they were playing, because you're not playing a game, and you're in a different tribe now.
Instructors of such equipment. Our instructors will get our troops ready to fight.
When pressed earlier this month, Scholz even made the bizarre and false claim that, quote, nobody supplies on the...
I started saying I'll never go to church again unless I go to preach on the sins of your past, because I think that's really the culprit in America. A lot of the country goes to church, and these pastors have a list of sins they preach on, and burning fossil fuels hasn't been on the list. Even though the Pope said it was a sin.
Russia, if you invade Ukraine, will cancel the pipeline.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Like, what's the point? What are, Jesus Christ. And a lot of the news is just geared towards rich people and scared people.
Under scrutiny from the U.S. and other NATO allies, though, Scholz did eventually suspend that project. And he has taken other steps to support Ukraine's efforts, such as a pledge to deliver two major weapons to its army, an air defense system, and a tracking radar.
I don't support any of this, goddammit. You should stop fighting like a bunch of fucking children.
After the Russian attack on Ukraine, Germany revised its decades-long position.
You guys are all pathetic. I have no respect for any of this.
Military goods to a war
zone. Domestically, Scholz is juggling pressure from multiple sides of his government, including those who want to do less, not more, for Ukraine. And while many applaud the moves Germany has made under Scholz's leadership, others wish they had come sooner.
We need to do everything in order to stop the census killing.
While the criticism
Jesus Christ.
Thomas's chancellor visits the Ukrainian capital Kyiv today.
This guy wanted to stop the senseless killing. That's not how you do it. And it didn't have any effect at all.
CNN, Romania's president has arrived in Kyiv to join the raiding leaders. The other leaders.
On the bright side, there's 43 million people in Ukraine, and if 30 or 40,000 people leave every day, this war will definitely be over in a few years. Because in 3 years, they'll have zero more people in Ukraine. It's a little hard to fight a war when nobody's there.
As well as Brazilian indigenous expert Bruno, the man showed police where the pair were killed in the jungle. Also, where they
It looks like both of them are lying about the genocide. The other one is committing. I'm not pro-Russian. I'm not pro-Ukraine. I'm American. I'm pro-America. America has went off track many times by throwing money at wars and doing dumb things.
Final approval for young children in the United States, but they still need the shot, not the
vaccine. Not a chance. Fuck Pfizer. I may not come back to this channel now. I'm not watching them stab kids with needles and talk about sticking fucking COVID vaccines in children.
To sexual content, and it is to shame our children of their race, and it is breaking our children across America. We have been called domestic terrorists for speaking out against pornography. We are we've been called the police on us for trying to come into the building.
Yeah, I guess somebody who's destroying the planet with fossil fuels may not take great care of their child and just want to pop a pill or slam a needle so to deal with their illness. It's probably partly selfish too that they're worried that the kid could give the illness to them. But the vast majority of people don't die. And these vaccines are unproven. To be healthy.
The FDA commissioner saying, quote, Abbott is working quickly to assess the damage and will be reporting its progress to us in the days ahead. Once the company establishes a plan, FDA will be back in the facility working to ensure that they can restart producing safe and quality formula products quickly. The situation is expected to delay production and distribution of formula by a few weeks.
There are a lot of bad parents out there. And everybody's afraid to call people bad parents.
A big win in South Carolina yesterday, beating out a longtime incumbent who voted to impeach President Trump. We're talking to him about how Republicans plan to win
even
in November.
Plus,
the crisis is not over. The U.S. Tennis Association is allowing players from Russia and Belarus to compete in the U.S. Open, but not that guy. 20-time Grand Slam champion Novak Djokovic. So, college wasn't built for me.
I didn't care if I had to work a double shift. What if my kid had a fever? Deadline's a deadline.
I want to set the deadlines.
I'm going to take tests when I'm
It's my life. Straight from New Jersey. These commercials are terrible. Man, I wish they didn't play commercials. I wish they were like, I don't know, Spotify Premium or like Sirius Satellite Radio, and we just did not play commercials.
Top U.S. disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci has tested positive for COVID-19, the Institute said on Wednesday. He's showing mild symptoms of the virus and is well
Fauci probably gets tested all the time. And Fauci catching this virus makes me think a lot of people catch this virus and don't even know it because they don't get tested all the time. FDA advises okay vaccines for kids under 5. That's fucking pathetic. These goddamn people can't approve of turmeric. These goddamn people can't look at vitamin and herbal supplements and put a stamp on the bottle the same, this has been approved by the FDA. Nope, they put a stamp on the fucking bottle that says this has not been approved by the FDA. They've done it for years and years and years and years and years to the point where people aren't even putting what says on the bottle in the bottle. Look at a study in New York done by Schneiderman. 21% of the time what it says is in the bottle is in the bottle. I make my own organic turmeric capsules because for that reason, and sometimes I don't, because I don't want the orange on my fingers, or I run out of them, and I have to make a whole bunch of them, and it takes an hour or two, or whatever, and then I suffer, just because these goddamn people won't spend their time and energy and money approving of something that's awesome. They'd rather be lazy, fail the American people, and stick a label on the bottle that's ignorant, that says, this has not been approved by the FDA as a treatment. That's what they want to do for a thousands of years old herb from India that everybody knows is great. Because they want you to buy pills. And because they're just shit people. The USDA has approved food that I wouldn't give to animals or put in landfills that causes diseases and death. So, if you trust the government regarding what to put into your body, you're a moron. And kids should be protected. Kids should have a bill of rights. People shouldn't fuck with kids. People shouldn't treat kids like guinea pigs. He selected the top student because it was where a high percentage of high density of black people can be found. When he made an amendment, he selected the top student. He decided the best biotech, the highest chance of success. There's a half dozen things that would be great if the government would do, and they won't do them, so they're going to do a bunch of other shit. This guy's a clown.
Because I think Senator Warren thinks right, which is that the American public is not going to accept nothing as an answer. We cannot go back home over the course of July 4th and tell people that once again that the politics get in the way of getting something done. So I think we're going to be able to stop at least file issues then.
And lawmakers will meet again in the coming hours.
I don't think this bill is going to pass. They think they have the votes. They think 10 Republicans are going to vote for it. And I think they're wrong. I think maybe 8 or 9 will vote for it if they're lucky. talk about common sense gun laws. The only thing that's common sense after a school shooting is to make the school safer. There's a million weapons. If you want to just ban one of them, or make it, you know, restrict the age limit, that's not going to solve the problem. There's already more guns in America than people. So anything they do is not going to make a difference anytime soon. If they're trying to reduce the number of guns or stop people from getting guns, because they're going to be able to buy them if they want them. And anything they enact is going to be dystopian. What are they going to do? Go door to door knocking, asking for people to give them their guns? That's going to be a disaster. People are going to get shot and killed. And jailed. So yeah, there's all kinds of wrong solutions to problems that are going to cause even more problems.
How many jabs you've had, you can still catch COVID and still spread COVID. The only argument with vaccination is that if you get COVID, you will probably be less ill. We are dealing, in Novak's case, with one of the fittest young men in the world,
yep,
who has full medical insurance. He would be no risk to American health policy whatsoever. I don't think unless the USA wants to bring itself into disrepute.
I agree. This guy's an amazing dude. And that's one reason why he's a champion. He's lean. His body looks like a piece of metal. He's quick. He can get to the ball very fast.
Literally at the top of his game. It begs the question, why does U.S. policy still capture a guy like this? Bigger question, why are we still doing this, Nigel?
Because the U.S. policy, I'm afraid,
and he knows his body, and he should be in charge of his body. They shouldn't make him get vaccinated.
It's about government deciding, you know, how you should live your life, what you should and should not do.
I think Australia gives him a raw deal too.
And all of these people, and look, you know, we all know when this virus first came into view 2 years ago, it was a frightening thing. We've now learned how to deal with it. We've got drugs to deal with it. And it doesn't matter how many times you are vaccinated, you can still catch COVID, as of course the vaccine case this morning proves. So it's about control, it's about the big state, and we really must fight back much harder against this. And I urge all tennis fans, and hell, I'm in the US Open, it's a fantastic event, it's a great event. We had an Irish lady winner of it last year, which was wonderful. I would urge all tennis fans, you know, get on to the US Open, email them, write to them, tell them to rethink this and do it quickly, and they then in turn, with the broadcasters, will put pressure on the government.
Yeah, the other element to what's going on with the U.S. Open right now is what we mentioned at the top about how the U.S. Open is allowing Russian players to play under the neutral flag. Wimbledon.
And Fox has more independent people
and Russian players
that don't want to get vaxxed. The anti-vaxxers are under the conservative Republican Fox News umbrella.
Now, Gary Player was from South Africa. The apartheid regime was in place. South African international sporting team.
So, they're not like the Democrats that just say, hey, the government said get a shot, go get a shot. Nah, that's not how Fox rolls. So, I appreciate that.
That Wimbledon should be discriminating against individuals on the basis of...
The government has made a lot of mistakes. The government gave my dad hepatitis. They drafted my dad into the U.S. Army to go to Vietnam War. And they stuck him with a needle. And they accidentally gave him hepatitis. And you can read about it if you want. They did it to a lot of people. So a lot of these people don't always know what they're doing. They're bankrupting Social Security. They bankrupted the U.S. postal system. And they don't know what the hell they're doing with a lot of things. And I think I'll take my health into my own hands. I don't think I'll trust the government on my health and my body.
Tease off today. Those players have been warned to brace for a hostile reception from fans Americans have since joined on the cliff.
An MSNBC pundit has a new midterm strategy for Democrats.
You gotta get that these people understand that they've got skin in this game, and they've got scared the hell out of them. Quite frankly, the police should be afraid that we're gonna lose our democracy.
And no wonder the Democrats are so different. The latest Fox News poll shows voters trust Republicans to fix all the messes Biden is making.
Sir Kotcher can dumb it down for her. She was fussy.
So, what
I think we're just way, way off with this whole driving thing. I think the future would be amazing if nobody had to drive a personal vehicle and we had clean, renewable energy transportation door-to-door across coast-to-coast, nationwide. It's just like a rail system, hop on, hop off. It's just super dangerous of driving a personal vehicle. There's an extraordinary number of accidents that cause injuries and deaths every day, every year. And all of them could be prevented. And they won't, as long as we keep things up the way they have been. I mean, nobody thought that we could, you know, lay asphalt, pave the country coast to coast, make it so cars can drive on roads, and we did it. It took some time, and they did it. So, in the same vein, I'm sure that they could do that, but a lot of this country and this world has been shaped by capitalism, by money, by the desire to get rich and get money. And these companies that have a foothold in these industries, they don't want to change. They don't want a revolution. They don't want to lose money. They don't want people to stop buying their products, even if they're deadly, even if they cause diseases and death. That's where we're at. I'm gonna end this in 1 more minute.